You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, Mark, what are you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. I am dropping my kids off at their summer camp.
Okay, what's the camp?
It's a wilderness survivor camp.
Ooh.
That my wife has signed my daughters up, and I drop them off.
How old are your daughters?
10 and 8.
This is perfect.
I'll be darned.
They can learn how to make little fires and shelters and run from bears and...
I hope so.
Yeah. How much is this costing you?
You know what? I have no idea. My wife is the one who signed them up.
You sound just like me.
Transport them.
She's like, we have this in camp. And I'm like, what? How much? You know, I don't even know.
You don't want to know. Probably.
I don't want to know.
Mark, listen, here's what you got to do. As soon as we're done with you, you need to text your wife, ask her how much total for two kids, and then text us back at the same number and tell us how much it cost, okay?
Sounds expensive.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to have it, so please.
Do you drop them off like in the middle of the woods, or is this like at an old Home Depot or something? Or
that's a good question. He's not answering.
Mm-mm.
No, I'm here.
Where do you drop them off at? Like in the the mountains?
It's somewhere just south of Highlands Ranch, kind of not near Sedalia, apparently.
The wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the wilds of Sedalia.
All right, well, that's neat. That's
drop them off at Bud's Bar.
There you go, right.
All right. What was the highlight of your weekend, Mark?
You know what? My wife and I just returned this weekend from our anniversary trip. We were in New Zealand in Bora Bora, and we returned back on Friday night, Saturday. So we just spent the weekend hanging out with our kids.
That sounds lovely. Listen,
Mom was watching them for the past 2 weeks.
Wow. Listen, you just explained to me why you have no idea how much it costs for two survivor camps for your daughters, because you guys got so much flipping money that it doesn't even matter. Well, we just went on our anniversary trip to, where'd you say, New Zealand and Bora Bora?
Bora Bora.
Yeah. You guys got money for days. It doesn't even matter what it costs for your kids to go to camp.
You guys are probably doing the sweet, sweet love every day, so you're like, whatever. Pay for whatever. I feel great.
You know, some people, their idea of like the anniversary weekend is to maybe go to Breckenridge.
Right. Blackhawk or something.
Mark's like, we went to Bora Bora.
What did that cost you, Mark? You know?
Well,
what did that cost you?
It was, we used all of our frequent flyer miles and hotel points that we've accumulated for the past 5 years for the trip.
Oh, gosh. See what I'm talking about.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah.
You see what I'm talking about.
It had a lot of miles built up, you know, because they buy cars on their credit
cards. Listen, Mark, you're a good sport. We're just messing with you, buddy. Now, let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready for us?
Let's do it, guys.
Along the lines of Bora Bora, but that is not going to count. In 10 seconds, your letter is B, as in Bora Bora. We want five cities or towns that start with a B. Five cities or towns that begin with a B. Ready? And go!
Burlington, Boston, Buena Vista, Burlingame.
What?
Vista.
You know, give me a boulder.
I gave you a Breckenridge when I said that just a moment ago. Baltimore. Oh, yeah, Boulder.
Boulder. Brighton. I don't think you got it, buddy.
No, you got four.
Oh, my daughters are really bummed in the back seat.
So, well, that's not our problem. You're the one that screwed up.
Yeah. Daddy's going to have to explain to her why she doesn't get the Red Rocks tickets.
Although, be careful. So. They might have like a hatchet in the back seat for wilderness camp. So,
Mark, you are a good sport, buddy. Thanks for playing along. We hope you have a great day, okay?
Nice meeting you, man.
Appreciate your show. My daughters love your show as well.
Thank you so much.
You're the best.
They
thank
like
you.
Us. Thanks, Mark.
That's great. Quick note to everyone on the phone. Let's see. Allison, Tony, Ginger, Jessica. Nobody hang up, even if we get a winner. We want to talk to all four of you, so nobody hang up. Although Allison's up next. Hi, Allison. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Super dupes.
We're having a great day. This has been fun for us. I can't speak for the listeners, but we've had a hell of a time. What was the highlight of your weekend, Allison?
My friends and I went to see Flo Rida at the Greeley Stampede, which was really fun.
No, you didn't.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, it was great.
That's
fantastic.
Really cool.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
It is funny that Flo Rida was at the Greeley Stampede, though. It's pretty
funny. Well, you know, it's funny when they announced the lineup, I think we had some laughs over that. We were like, one of these things is not like the other.
Low, 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 low.
Exactly. It was a really last-minute decision because we looked and we just were laughing about it so much. We were like, well, now we have to go.
Yeah. And was it a kick in the pants?
Yeah, it was fun. It was really fun.
Good for you.
That's good. What kind of food did you get there?
We didn't get food. We all live in Boulder, so we had to run over really quick. So we just went for the concert. We're going to go back for the food and everything, maybe this weekend.
Good, you should.
Yeah, that's good. If we don't have time for food now, we'll be back. Okay, good. What do you do for a living?
So I just graduated, and then in about a month now, I'll be starting a job as a software test engineer at Medtronic.
Well, that sounds important and fancy.
Are you a Buffalo?
Yep. Go Buffs.
Good for
you. How about your football coach there? They were talking about possibly amputating one of his feet, and instead they just did some surgery on him. But Coach Prime is all laid up with foot surgery. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's got, like, blood clot issues, right?
Mm-hmm,
yeah, he had blood clot issues. Yeah. So they only won one game last year. What's your prediction for this year, Allison, the Buffalo?
Hopefully at least two. I don't know. It was a pretty good
one. Well, you could say he could be really proud that I've won twice as many games
that's
as the
right.
year before.
Exactly.
Oh, that's great.
That's good.
How many, you got any student loans you still got to pay off?
Nope. Thankfully, my parents were willing to pitch in whatever my scholarships didn't cover, so... That's
Dang.
Really nice.
Well, that is very nice of them.
Mm. How much 4 years at CU cost you in state? Do you remember?
I don't remember off the top of my head. I got a lot of scholarships, so it wasn't too bad. But out of state is like 30, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of scholarships did you get?
Just academic scholarships, the ones that CU offers.
Well, look at you, smarty pants.
She's smart.
Well, that helped. You better buy your parents a car one of these days to help, you know, recoup what they put out on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't say that if my dad's listening. He would love that. So.
Yeah, well, you should. You should do that as a thank you.
Or you'll put him into a retirement center maybe and just pay for that. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, one of the two.
That escalated quickly.
She didn't even hesitate. She's like, yeah,
you buy him a new caddy
away.
Or just put him in a home. That's cool.
I'm putting him away. Poor parents.
All right.
Huh. What'd your parents do for a living?
My dad's an eye doctor. And then my mom used to work when he had his private practice doing the business side of that. And now she's a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, so they got money. They got cash.
Look at all of our callers today are just all loaded.
Rolling in the money.
Man, that's great. You ready to play some Rattle Off, Allison?
Yeah, I'm at least going to try.
Hey, we can ask no more. We can ask no more.
Well, obviously, but yeah.
I think most of our callers are starting to regret that they called today. I feel like doing this one, Allison. 10 seconds. Give me the names of 5 cities in Europe. 5 different cities in Europe. Can you do it? Ready and go!
London, Munich, Trier, Germany. Let's see. Cambridge and Oxford.
I think I've got to accept those. What happened to Paris and Rome and places like that?
And Sydney?
Well, I just went to Europe, actually, so I named some places I went to.
Fair enough!
Hey, chicken dinner. You're going to another concert at Red Rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It is awesome sauce.
Well, we try to do awesome things on this show, Allison. Listen, if you will please stand by. Josh will come back and tell you about your prize, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening, and thank you for being a good sport. Ginger and Jessica held on.
Good.
So, oh,
Well, actually, just ginger. Just Ginger. That should be the name of a TV show. Just Ginger. Highlight of your weekend, Ginger. What'd you do?
Well, I worked all weekend.
Can you get us off your speakerphone or Bluetooth, please?
Can't hear you, Ginger.
Oh, am I? Yes. So sorry. Hold on.
Yeah, we'll hold. We got nothing else to do.
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
Sorry. Okay.
That's a little better.
Anyway, what'd you do? What was the highlight of your weekend?
I worked all weekend.
Boring.
No, but the highlight. You had to have a highlight of your weekend. Mine was a cheeseburger. I'm not setting the bar that high. highlight.
Not really. Just, I'm a nurse. I work at the hospital, so.
So you were busy.
I was very busy.
She's busy helping save lives and stuff, Dom. I mean, come on.
I'm not knocking that. Right. That's fantastic. I'm not going to give
up.
I want to know a highlight. That's not work related.
I don't know. I got good sleep last night, and I'm driving up to go camping in Granby right now.
Fair enough.
There you go. Good sleep.
I'll take both of those. Good sleep and a trip to the hills.
Did you see anything crazy with your nursing over the weekend?
Oh, every day.
Give me something.
All right, what was the craziest thing? Yeah. What's the craziest thing you saw this weekend that you can talk about on the air?
Yeah, that's appropriate.
Oh, you really want to know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I had a patient who has a wound on his bottom that I had to pack with wet gauze.
Are we talking like on the cheek or like in the anus?
To the side
of the anus, and you had
the
to pack
general
it.
Area, huh?
Yeah.
I started to ask how the wound happened, but maybe I don't want to know.
He fell, maybe.
That.
Did he fall?
Fusilli Jerry situation or something?
Did he fall? He fell.
No, I work on the oncology unit, and some of them are pretty sick, and so they're in
gotcha.
Bed a lot. So
gotcha.
Then I get.
Totally understand.
Get it. Get it.
Yeah.
Well,
say no
bless
more.
Your heart for doing that.
No kidding.
You are a special human for doing that.
Man.
Thank you.
Oh, I couldn't do
We're
it.
We're very appreciative of people like
I
you, Ginger.
Know.
We truly
this
are.
It truly takes like special
Thank
people
you.
To do that work because I'd be like, what?
Yeah, I couldn't do it. So we're glad for people like you. What are you going to do? Did you say you're going to Granby? Is that what you said?
Going to Granby, camping, going to mountain bike, do some hiking.
That sounds nice.
That's good.
You need
Are you taking
that.
A dog with you?
No dog. Just a friend.
Ooh,
like a lover? Is a lover friend?
Ooh.
We can call him that. Lover, friend, dating.
One tenth?
He, she?
He.
Okay,
right.
And where did you meet him?
Yes. Well, actually, I met him 25 years ago up at the casinos. I used to cocktail waitress up there, and he was like one of the hosts up there. And then we were friends for a while, and then we dated for about 6 months. And then I ended up getting married to someone else, and then here we are almost 25 years later, been dating for about a year and a half.
So you circled back funny. After your experience in the marriage world didn't work out, and he was there with open arms.
Yeah, kind of.
So, did he go off and get married to somebody else also?
No, he was in a couple relationships, and then he was in a 5-year relationship, and she dumped him.
He's been waiting
for
he's
you.
He's waiting. Did he
Ginger,
say he was
waiting for you?
Serendipity.
Yeah, this is pretty cute. Really cute.
I mean, this makes my heart flutter. I love this. He waited for you. It was like, Ginger, when you get your act together, I'll be right here.
And I want to go camping. And you can pack me full of gauze this weekend.
During all those years, he pulled an E.T. and he said, I'll be right here.
Yeah. Something like that.
I love it. You guys are going to hit.
Do you
last
bring,
forever.
You know, with what Jeremy said, I mean, do you bring some of your nursing stuff to kind of, you know, spice things up or anything?
Spice things up?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No?
Oh, well, you better put a catheter in your to-go bag.
And... She's now thinking about it, though. I have planted the idea, and she's like, what have I got that I can take up on a camping trip?
No. That's,
no?
Guys, that's not appealing at all. No.
You don't want to bring your work with you.
No.
Well, now I know why your marriage didn't work out.
Well, I feel like if you know, like, really, though, if you're in that industry and you see people's bodies and stuff like that all the time, it would be hard for me to be intimate with anybody.
Come on, but logically,
wouldn't it be hard for you to be intimate with people when you're like
ever?
You know,
ever.
I see a lot of, like Jeremy would say, I see a lot of pee-pee ding-dings every day.
Yeah, so you see another one, you're
so
like,
it's
oh,
all
God.
Clinical to you. So that's why I'm saying maybe something that would kind of liven up the experience rather than just another clinical penis.
Another clinical pee-pee ding-ding.
The CP.
I think I liven it up pretty well, he'll tell you.
Oh, really?
Good for you.
Good.
I told you, Ginger, every single person who has called for Rattle Off today is regretting their decision. Every single one of them.
I've enjoyed it, though.
Maybe.
Does this mean you're never going to call us again?
No, I will. This is actually the first time I've gotten through. I was not even planning on getting through.
We always ask people for their first time. We always like to say that we'll be gentle on your first time, but maybe we weren't so gentle with you. But we also ask first time callers to rate us from 1 to 5 stars. So what are we getting?
A 5.
Even after all of that, you still gave us 5 stars.
Even after all the gauze jokes.
Yeah.
Well, Ginger, you're a good human. It was really nice meeting you.
You're delightful.
Thank you.
So I hope you call again sometime. We will be much easier on you next time.
Okay.
Drive carefully. Have a fun time in the hills, okay?
Okay. You too.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.